The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs craft being cooler stat.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Obviously, you know, Shaw has arm talent. He can make throws all over the field from sideline to sideline or vertically down the field. Did a good job in our play-action game and made some big plays off of that. And I think those were some of the best things he did in the game and what he showed in the game. We just need to see more of it from the entire offense.
Big Fangio yesterday mentioning Drew Lock set to start against the L.A. Chargers this week. Little surprised. His tone was slightly different than it was when postgame he said, well, there's not a lot of positive to look at in terms of the offense. He's changed his tone a little bit now, knowing that he's got to go with Lock again going forward.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, my mic. Yeah, you know what? I mean, you've got to. You got to go with the guys that you got, right? So there has been a change there. They've got to be better, as we know, offensively. He talked about, you know, you talk about what you see in a guy like Justin Herbert, who's an exceptional young quarterback. But Vic is, like, man, I travel around the league, man. I've talked to the Cowboys. I've talked to several different teams who've talked about his defensive plan and how the Cowboys said, man, after we played the Broncos, the defense has copied what Vic did to us. So there's no question that Vic is, you know, he is a solid football coach when it comes to that stuff. And he's had pretty good success against Justin Herbert.
28-13, right in the first win over the Chargers. We're going to explore that a little further later on, because on paper, other than that Cowboys game, it does appear to be probably their most impressive performance against a legit team. You know, I don't know that we're going to lean on the Detroit game a whole lot on the schedule, but, you know, 28 points is not something they've sniffed real often this year, but that was with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. We'll explore just exactly what that means in the comparison with Bridgewater then and Locke now when they face the Chargers. We'll do that as we continue here on the program this morning. Next on the Morning Brew.
After the really disappointing home loss going into Christmas against Charlotte, to respond the way we have these last two on the road, I think speaks volumes about the mental toughness of our team and our players.
Michael Malone talking about the win in Golden State, at Golden State, a couple nights ago.
Yes.
He's got the vibe back.
Michael, we got Benny back.
Well,
Michael Malone.
It's not the two disappointing losses before Christmas. Now it's two wins in L.A. over the Clippers and at Golden State, right?
Yeah.
So you get your groove back.
Yeah, how do you feel about this game, though?
I think it's probably going to be a polar opposite of what we saw about 36 hours ago when it was 89-86. It's probably going to be, you know, well, 127-119, something like that. You just never know what you're going to get. You know, from the Warriors, you can usually have a pretty good idea, and I expect them to bounce back, although James Wiseman for them entering the COVID protocols, so that may be a difference maker, especially if Draymond Green isn't back again. Could be another opportunity for the Nuggets, but at home, if you can get him again, right? That's the way the NBA schedule goes, right? You get bad losses like, you know, Charlotte, they had losing in the fourth quarter before Christmas, a game that you expected to win and should have won. But then you get a game that you weren't expected to win at Golden State shorthanded. So, I mean, if they can counterbalance with two wins over Golden State, then they're back to, you know, what is level setting.
It's all about biding your time until you get the blue arrow back, until you get some health back. That's kind of where it is for me.
It's a strange start time tonight. I think it's 7:30 at Ball Arena, which is a little bit out of the ordinary, 30 minutes later than usual. All right, next on the Morning Brew.
First question I'll probably get asked, so we will start Sam this week. Cam is ready to play, preparing at a high level, as he always does, and we'll go from there.
Matt Rhule saying the Panthers starting Sam Darnold once again at quarterback and Cam Newton going back to the bench. Your guy, Matt Rhule,
Yeah.
Does it matter if it's Sam Darnold or Cam Newton at this point?
No, it doesn't. And I like Matt. Matt's a good dude. And I think he's a good football coach. I really do. I just think that when you graduate to the NFL, it's quite a bit different. It's a different animal, man. It is, you know, so different than college football from, you know, the players that you get, the amount of players that you have, even how the field is constructed with the wider hashes. Like, everything is different. And you're seeing the value of, just like we've been watching the value of the quarterback position here for the last 5 years, they're getting a firsthand taste of what that means.
And it doesn't take a genius at coach to figure out Cam Newton is so washed. He's 0-13 in his last 13 starts.
Is he really?
0-13, and he's still doing the Superman thing. Still did the I'm back in Carolina. Like, he's lost 13 straight games.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good run. He was an MVP, right? Right off into the sunset. Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me clarify that. I wouldn't rule that out. You know, I think that I'm just enjoying this season for this season, and I think there's playing next year will definitely be in the thought process. One of the things that obviously, and you and I have talked about this over the years, wanting to not be a bum Thursday on the way out and to still be able to play, I think is important to me.
Aaron Rodgers, speaking of riding off into the sunset, some rumors starting to trickle out that maybe if the Packers do what they hope to do, especially win a Super Bowl, he could just walk away, call it quits, retire.
That would be, for him, that would be good because, you know, when you look at the Green Bay Packers, based upon the two quarterbacks they've had, Favre followed by Rodgers, I mean, you should have a dynasty. And you've been good for years and years and years, but
two Super Bowls is a failure.
Well, it's what, two with Favre, 1-1, and then one with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah,
three appearances, two wins, right. but what, in 25 years with two of the top six, MVPs. Eight quarterbacks ever?
I mean, Brett Favre won how many MVPs? Couple MVPs? Three?
Oh, three.
And Aaron Rodgers won how many?
Is he on three or four now?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's disappointing, to say the least.
So, I don't think he retires. You know, there's just too much money available out there for him to play.
And he's not a bum. He's still playing at an MVP level.
So. He's probably going to be the MVP, right? You know, voters still love quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably going to be the MVP unless something crazy happens over the last 2 weeks of the season. All right, that is your Morning Brew. I got an idea for you. I got a business proposition coming up next on The Fan. Stink.